let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned three incidents in which terrible tragedies occurred during the time of the Churban due to people's lack of foresight. The Gemara now elaborates on the second incident, Atar Negeila v'Atar Negel d'Chorav Tormalka. The incident involving a rooster and a hen caused the destruction of the city of Tormalka. There was a custom in Tormalka that when a groom and a bride were escorted to their wedding, Mafki Kamayu Tan Negeila v'Atar Negel d'Kolayim Apru Revuker Tan Negeilam, a rooster and a chicken were led before them to indicate that they should be fruitful and multiply as chickens. One day, a Roman brigade passed a wedding procession and confiscated the two chickens, and they were attacked by the Jews in the procession. Asru amlu lekeser mordubach Yehudai. They reported to the keser that the Jews have rebelled against you, and he sent in his troops who committed a terrible massacre. Rav Yechanan says, Shishim ribay ayaris hoyle liyana melech bahar melech. The king Yana had 600,000 cities on Har Melech, which is the Lashon HaKodesh name of Tormalka. Each of these cities had a population of 600,000, the equivalent of the number of Jews that left Mitzrayim, with the exception of three cities whose population was twice as much. Ula said that he later saw this area, and it cannot even contain 600,000 reeds, because the Pasuk describes Eretz Yisrael as Eretz HaTzvi, and that matzvi ze ein oyer matzik es besaroi, just as with a deer. When its hide is removed, it shrinks and cannot cover its body again. Af Eretz Yisrael. Bizman shiyeshen ala ravcha. So too regarding Eretz Yisrael. While the Jews live there, it expands to include an endless amount of people. However, bizman shein yeshen ala gamda. When the Jews do not live there, it shrinks. The Gemara now elaborates on the third incident. Ashaka deris b'chorv beitar. The incident involving the side of a wagon caused the destruction of the city of Beitar. There was a custom in Beitar, Kav Mesialid Yunukah Shasli Arza, Yunukta Shasli Tarnisa, Vechava Mintsevi Kaitzilahu V'Avdu Ganana. A tree was planted for each boy and girl when they were born, and these trees were later used to build their wedding canopy. One day the Kaiser's daughter traveled through Beitar, and the side of a wagon broke. When her attendants chopped down one of these trees to repair the wagon, they were attacked by the Jews. Asru Amuli Lekaiser Mardubach Yerdai. They reported to the keser that the Jews have rebelled against you, and he sent in his troops, who committed a terrible massacre. The Gemara goes on and discusses other tragic events of the Churban. Rav Shmuel Karcha says, in a certain valley, Nebuzaradan HaRasha murdered 2,110,000 Jews, and in Yerushalayim he murdered 940,000 Jews on one stone until their blood flowed and touched the blood of Zechariah HaNavi. As the Gemara elaborates, Ashkechei ledame de Zechariah dehava komar tech besalik. When the Nebuzaradan entered the Beis HaMikdash, he discovered Zechariah's blood bubbling in the Azar. When they confirmed that Zechariah had been murdered because he had rebuked the Jews, who worshipped idols, the Nebuzaradan said, Ano mefayish nalei, I will pacify Zechariah. I see Sanhedrin gedele v'Sanhedrin gitana, v'chorim u'besuleis, I see t'negi shal Nebuzaradan, kotil ilavei v'loi nach. He then killed over Zechariah's blood the entire Sanhedrin, grown boys and girls, young cheder children, but the blood did not stop bubbling until he finally announced, Zechariah, Zechariah, Tevim Shebehen Ivadetim, Nichelach Davidner Lekulu, Zechariah, I've already killed the finest of the Jews. Do you want me to kill them all? Kedam Lehachi Nach. Immediately the blood ceased to bubble. At that moment, the Nebuzaradan thought, if all these Jews were punished for the murder of one person, certainly I will be punished for the murder of all these people. He then ran away, wrote a will for his family, and converted to Judaism. The Gemara proceeds to mention several Rishom whose descendants became Gerim. Naaman Ger Toyeshav Haya. Naaman became a Ger in that he did not worship Avodah Zarah. Nebuzaradan Ger Tzedek Haya. Nebuzaradan became a complete Ger. Rem Nebanav Shal Haman Lamdu Torah B'Bnei Barak. The descendants of Haman studied Torah in B'Nei Barak. Rem Nebanav Shal Sisra Lamdu Tunaikis B'Yerushalayim. The descendants of Sisra taught Torah to children in Yerushalayim. Shmai Avtalion, who taught Torah in public, were descendants of Sancheirav. The Gemara cites the pasuk Hakol Kol Yaakov Vaydem De Esav. The word Hakol alludes to Ze Adar Yonis Kesar. The cries of Jews that were heard when Adar Yonis murdered in Alexandria 2 times 600,000 Jews, twice the amount of Jews who left Mitzrayim. The words Kol Yaakov allude to Ze Aspas Yonis Kesar. The cries of Jews that were heard when Aspasianus murdered in Beitar 4 million, according to others, 40 million Jews. The words Bahaidaim de Esav allude to Zu Malchus Harasha, Shechriba es Beitenu, Besarf es Echelenu, Beglisenum Artsenu. The acts of the Roman Empire, descendants of Esav, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and exiled the Jews from Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara mentions another interpretation in this pasuk, Hakol Kol Yaakov. Ein lecha tefillah shemei elis she'im ba mezar shel Yaakov. The prayer is effective only if a descendant of Yaakov is included. V'haydaim de Esav ein lecha melchama shenitzachas she'im ba mezar shel Esav. A battle is won only if a descendant of Esav is included. The Gemara also tells of the heroic acts of the Jews while in the hands of their enemies. Ma'isi b'dalad meis yilodim v'yilodah shenishbu l'kloin. There was an incident of 400 captured boys and girls who were being transported via ship to be forced to sin. When they became aware of their dreadful fate, they all jumped into the water and drowned. And this incident is alluded to in the pasuk, Kelecha ragnu kol hayom nechshavnu ketzayin tivcha. The Gemara now mentions four other allusions in this pasuk. Rav Yehuda says, Zu isha b'sheva baneha. This refers to the incident of a mother and her seven sons who all defied the keser and chose death rather than to submit to his demands that they bow to Avodah Zarah. Rav Shmuel Levi says, Zu mila shenitna b'shmini. This refers to the mitzvah of mila on the eighth day, as Rashi explains, the zimnin mayas. This is considered hayragnu because it can sometimes develop into a life-threatening situation. Rav Shmuel Lakish says, Elu tamid chachamim shemaran hilcheshchita ba'atzman. This refers to scholars who demonstrate the shechita process on themselves at the risk of chas v'shalom cutting themselves, which is indeed why Amar Rava kol mili lechzi inish benavshi bar meshechita v'davar acher. One should generally not do this. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Eilu tamid hachachamim shememisen atzman al divrei Torah. This refers to scholars who sacrifice their life for Torah.